Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The True Nature of Love, was written by Anne Cetus. During the pandemic lockdown, Jerry was forced to close his fitness center and had no income for months. One day, he received a text from a friend asking to meet him at his facility at 6 p.m. Jerry wasn't sure why, but made his way there. Soon, cars started streaming into the parking lot. The driver in the first car placed a basket on the sidewalk near the building. Then car after car, maybe 50 of them, came by. Those inside waved at Jerry or hollered out a hello, stopped at the basket, and dropped in a card or cash. Some sacrificed their money. All gave their time to encourage him. The true nature of love is sacrificial, according to the Apostle Paul. He explained to the Corinthians that the Macedonians gave even beyond their ability so they could meet the needs of the apostles and others. They even pleaded with Paul for the opportunity to give to them and to God's people. The basis for their giving was the sacrificial heart of Jesus himself. He left the riches of heaven to come to earth to be a servant and to give his very life. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 says, "Though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor." May we too plead with God so that we might excel in this grace of giving in order to lovingly meet the needs of others. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. "And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. So we urged Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you provided the ultimate sacrifice when your Son Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So when we see someone in need, help us remember what you did for us and help us to love others with that same kind of love. May we too sacrificially give, even beyond our ability. Thank you for giving us opportunities to be a blessing to others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.